नमः श्री गणेशाय नमः। अश्वादीनाञ्च प्रसिद्ध एव अवेक अविवेक पुरस्परः प्रत्यक्षादि व्यवहारः। इसी पंडितास कॉल इट अध्यास, मूर्खा वोंट कॉल इट अध्यास, पंडितास कॉल इट अध्यास, एंड ओनली पंडितास हू रिकॉग्नाइज इट इन देम and call it adhyasa have a chance to come out of it. Only thing is, there should be no denial. There is a thing called, in politics you must have come across, there is a thing called Holocaust denial. There was Holocaust in Second World War. Many Jews were persecuted and killed. So some neo-Nazis, they deny Holocaust. No, Holocaust did not happen. You know what the reason they show? In Auschwitz, concentration camp where many people were killed, they have in that blueprint, they have a swimming pool. I mean, there is swimming pool, even now it is there. So they show swimming pool and tell how there could be death squads, etc., and killing, etc., how could there be even in this atmosphere. There is a swimming pool. People were taking swimming lessons and all that. There were children around, all kinds of people were there. So this cannot be a death camp. So they show swimming pool as the indicator. And they deny the Holocaust. So denial of Holocaust is considered a very bad thing. It should not be denied. You accept it. It happened and you should accept. So like that, the Jewish group, they come at you. They take very strong exception to people who deny Holocaust. For example, Iran's president, he denies Holocaust. He talks saying that what Holocaust, nothing was that kind. So he talks like that. And so that is taken as very seriously by the Jewish group. So well, that way, there is an attitude on the part of educated people, especially the student, the darshanikas, tarkikas, nayayikas, sankhyas, all these darshanikas, they don't, mainly karmavadins, mimamsakas, so they don't accept adhyasa. They refuse to accept anything called adhyasa. Very grudgingly, if they accept, they accept only it is there in the animals, it is there only in the uneducated people, not in us. What we are doing is perfectly all right. And what we hold right is right. So that kind of attitude is there. So denial of adhyasa, like denial of Holocaust, is wrong. So one has to accept adhyasa. That is the point. Shastriye tu vyavahare यद्यपि बुद्धिपूर्वकारी नाविदित्वा आत्मनः परलोकसंबंधम् अधिक्रियते। दैट इज पूर्वपक्ष, अप टू दैट पूर्वपक्ष, तथापि सिद्धांत। सो इन द सेम सेंटेंस पूर्वपक्ष एंड सिद्धांत आर इंक्लूडेड। सो द पूर्वपक्ष इज लाइक दिस। So, okay, laukika vyavahara is adhyasika, we accept. So grudgingly, the darshanikas, means the philosophers of different schools, they accept, okay, lokam vyavahara is adhyasika. Adhyasika means has adhyasa as its basis, as the ground, moolam. So, we accept. But you cannot say Jyotishtomadi Vyavahara is also adhyasika. Ratna Prabhakara. So you hunt the highest only. Why do smaller thing again? Jyotishtoma is one of the important yajnas. So Jyotishtoma is Svarga Kamo Yajeta. An important 5-day ritual. So it is also called Agnishtoma. Because Agni, another name for Agni is Jyotishi. That's why it is called Jyotishtoma. Stoma it is. Agni plus Stoma, Agnishtoma it becomes. Jyotishtoma. So this Jyotishtoma is a Vyavahara. A lot of activity is there, ritual, etc. Now, this Jyotishtoma as a Vyavahara, you cannot say it has Adhyasa as its basis. Because it is Shastriya Vyavahara. Shastriya to Vyavahare. So, therefore we say, Jyotishtoma adi Vyavahara Adhyasa Janyaha Na Purupaksha. It is not the outcome of Adhyasa. Because tasya dehatirikta atmajnana purvakatvat, that is the hetu. You see, a person is performing Jyotishtoma. By performing it, he acquires merit and goes to heaven. He very well knows that the physical body is not going to heaven. Atma goes to heaven. Just listen to me for this part of the Purvaksha, you know. So atmas are many. Individual atmas are there. Each atma is different from every other atma. And also atma is not the body. If atma is body, then he becomes a charvaka. He is not a mimamsaka. So, there is atma distinct from the body. That atma will acquire this merit from this yajna. And that atma will go to heaven. Therefore, clearly, there is viveka between atma and the body. Therefore, in fact, only because such viveka is there, he is undertaking Jyotishtoma. If that viveka is not there, so Bhasmi Bhutasya Dehasya Punaragamanam Kutaha, he would have said that. If I am the body alone, then where is the question of resurrection and all that? And so where is the question of going to heaven and all that? So I need not perform any yaga, it's a waste of energy and all that. So he would have said that. Therefore, the Shastriya Vyavahara has as its basis not Adhyasa, but Viveka. Viveka is its basis, not Adhyasa. So, Shastriya Vyavahara na Adhyasa Janyaha. It is not a product of Adhyasa. That too, buddhipurvakari, that is the meaning of buddhipurvakari. Buddhipurvakari means, so vicharapurasvaram pravartamanaha. He studies the shastra, understands that atma is different from the body. As a child, he doesn't know. As he studied Veda and Mimamsa, he understood atma is the indweller of the body, different from the, distinct from the body, going to heaven, etc. Therefore, having understood all that, so he is doing that vyavahara. So you see, Atmanaha paraloka sambandham avidhitva na adhikriyate. So he becomes adhikari, eligible to perform Jyotishtoma only when he has a desire for svarga. Adhikara is like that. Adhikara vidhi means a vidhi where the desire is mentioned, the phalam is mentioned, that is called adhikara vidhi. Like Jyotishtoma na svarga kamo yajata, it is called adhikara vidhi. Phala Shravanat. Phala is there, it is mentioned there. Therefore, suppose this person who has to perform Jyotishtoma, suppose he doesn't know that Atma is different from body, then can he aspire for heaven? He cannot. Then he, because body is destroyed here itself, and Atma, along with body, Atma is also gone, because Atma is the body. Therefore, Atma now has no chance of going to heaven, etc. Therefore, he cannot have a desire for heaven. Therefore, he is not eligible for being the karma. That is not the situation. He has a desire for heaven because he knows that he is not the body. Therefore, Atmanaha paraloka sambandham aviditva. Two negatives. If he doesn't know that the Atma which is different from the body goes to heaven, without knowing that aspect, will he be eligible for the performance of this yajna? No. Na adhikriyate. Now, he is adhikari, he is performing it, that means he has already known the paraloka sambandha, the connection of the Atma with the other world, which clearly shows that Atma is not the physical body. So, he has nice viveka. Therefore, the adhyasa, the Jyotishtoma Yaga has its basis in viveka jnana, not adhyasa. Idi Purvapaksha. తథాపి నా వేదాంత వేద్యం అశనాయాద్యతీతం అపేత బ్రహ్మక్షత్రాదిభేదం అసంసారీ ఆత్మతత్వం అధికారే అపేక్ష్యతే అనుపయోగాత్ అధికార విరోధాచ్చ. శంకర ఇస్ నాట్ అబ్జెక్టింగ్ టు మీమాంసిన్స్ వ్యూ పాయింట్. ఈజ్ నాట్ అబ్జెక్టింగ్. ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ లెవెల్ యు ఆర్ ఓకే. But the point is this. So what you said is true. But so just to perform Jyotishtoma, what is required? There is some Atma which we need not know in all its intricate details. There is some Atma, Angushta Matra, thumb-like Atma, which will not perish with the body, which is the indweller, and that Atma will gain the merit and will go to heaven. This much understanding is enough for Agnishtoma, or you need to know that Atma is Vedanta Vedyam. You can understand the true nature of Atma by the Upanishads, by the study of Upanishads. Not in Karmakanda you cannot know it. అశనాయాద్యతీతం. ఆత్మ ట్రాన్సెన్స్ ది ఆల్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ, మైండ్ అండ్ ప్రాణ. సో షడ్ ఊర్మయ, దేర్ ఆర్ సిక్స్ ఊర్మీస్, ఊర్మీస్ ఎ వేవ్. సో అశనాయ అండ్ పిపాస, ఇస్ ఆర్ టూ ఊర్మీస్. సో హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్, జరా మృత్యు, ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ అండ్ డెత్, సుఖ దుఃఖ, ప్లెషర్ అండ్ పెయిన్, these are the six urmis. And Atma transcends all these six urmis. Apeta brahma kshatradi bhedam, brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra etc., this kind of distinctions are absent in Atma. And Atma is not samsari, it is not coming to this loka, going to another loka, coming back to like that. That is samsara. That samsara is not there for Atma. That is Atma. Do you need that kind of understanding of Atma for doing Agnishtoma? Did you understand my question?
Yes.
So, for becoming eligible to perform Agnishtoma, what kind of understanding of Atma a person needs? Just there is Atma, Angushta Matra, indweller, which gains punya and goes to heaven, karta bhokta, other than body. That much Atma jnanam is enough? ఆర్ అపేత బ్రహ్మక్షత్రాదిభేదం అశనాయాద్యతీతం అసంసారీ వేదాంత వేద్యం ఆత్మతత్వం, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ నీడెడ్. విచ్ ఈజ్ నీడెడ్? ది ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈజ్ నీడెడ్, దట్ ఈజ్ ఎనఫ్. సో వన్ మహాత్మా ఈజ్ టు టెల్, టు బికమ్ ఎలిజిబుల్ ఫర్ డూయింగ్ జ్యోతిష్టోమ, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎనఫ్ దట్ యు నో 1% ఆత్మ, దట్ ఈజ్ ఎనఫ్. If you know 0%, you will not be eligible for, because Atma is body, if he takes like that, then he will not be eligible for doing the karma, because he will not have any value for swarga. You see, extremes are alike. Zero Atma jnanam, he doesn't care for swarga. Proper full Atma jnanam, he doesn't care for swarga. Swarga becomes a victim on either side. So, you 1% Atma jnanam is enough. Atma, something other than body, an inkling. Inkling I say because Atma Dhi, he says, some kind of an idea that Atma is different from body. Kuch to hai, which is different from body, that will go to heaven and come back. First, that is enough for Agnishtoma. Anything more than that is unnecessary and also is dangerous. Not only unnecessary, but also dangerous. Because, that is what Shankara says, adhikare na apekshyate. This kind of the truth of Atma is not needed for adhikara. Adhikara means the person who desires the result. desiring the result of going to heaven, that is the adhikara. Unless he has a desire for swarga, he is not eligible for the karma. That swarga kama he must be, that is the adhikara. So he has to desire heaven. That means, so how much atmajnanam he should have? Atma, which seems to be different from body, that is enough. If he knows a little more than that, then the desire for heaven will disappear and then there will be no agnistoma, there will be no jyotistoma. Therefore, more knowledge of Atma is not needed. Not only not needed, but also adhikari virodhachya, anupayogat. It is not needed and it is not useful for establishing the adhikara in the form of a desire for heaven. But also, it works against the desire for heaven, thereby causing a problem to the jyotishtoma. Therefore, if you want the person to perform jyotishtoma, don't teach him entire atmajnanam. Just to tell him this much, you are not the body, you are the indweller of the body, get punya, you will go to heaven. Tell him that much, he will go and do jyotishtoma. Tell him, your atmasvarupa is Vedanta Vedyam Ashanayad Yatitam Atitam Brahmakshatra Bhavam. That is very important. Atitam Brahmakshatra Bhavam. For Mimamsakas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, they are very important for them. So, Atma is beyond all these divisions. So, for a Mimamsaka, the basis for his karma is gone. That's why he uses that adjective there. And for a Mimamsaka, the Atma must be samsari. Samsari means sarati, gichati, agachati, gichati, agachati. That is necessary for the Atma. If you say Atma is sarvavyapi, it neither goes nor comes, then that kind of Atma which neither goes nor comes, it is that kind of Atmajnanam, it works against the possibility of performing yajnam. Therefore, if you really love Shastriya Vyavahara in the form of Jyotishtoma, you should have Adhyasa. So if you love Jyotishtoma, then accept Adhyasa. It will work in your favor. If you totally eliminate Adhyasa, and if the person gets real Atmajnanam, he will not stay with you. He will come to us and start studying Vedanta. He will not be assisting you in Jyotishtoma. So you got the spirit of it. So, you know who is eligible for doing karma? Kshutpipasadigrastaha aham. I am vulnerable to hunger and thirst. Jati visheshava aham. I belong to a particular caste. Aham samsari. I took birth here, I will die here and I will take birth in the other loka. Yeah, that other loka is determined by the merit. So, this is the jnanam required for karma, not the real atmajnanam. Because real atmajnanam is anupayoga pravritti badhat. If he person knows the atma really, the pravritti will not be there. Pravritti means purposeful activity. To accomplish something, I act. That will not be there. If that is there, then he doesn't know what is atma. Prachya tatha bhutatma vijnanat pravartamanam shastram avidyavad vishayatvam nati vartate. Okay. Tatha bhutatma vijnanat prak. That kind of knowledge of atma. That kind of knowledge of Atma means Ashanayat Jatitaha Apetabhmakshatradi Bhavaha Asamsari Atma. That knowledge. That is complete it is. You need not add one more attribute to Atma. You just three. It is like hand holding the steering in hand. That is Shankara. He has the entire vision in his hand. And then puts 2-3 adjectives, the job is done. So that kind of Atmajnanam, so before that kind of Atmajnana happens to the person, the Karma Shastra applies to him. once he gains that kind of atma jnana, the shastram na pravartate, shastra has no relevance to him. So before that knowledge happens, pravartamanam shastram, the karma shastra addresses him, asks him to perform a karma, he will do it. So the shastra vyavahara continues. That is the shastra vyavahara. Shastra, shastriya vyavahara, or shastra vyavahara means shastra addressing an individual, inspiring him to perform a karma, and now inspired by shastra, he performs the karma. That is the shastriya vyavahara, jyotishtoma. So that vyavahara will collapse if that kind of atmajnanam is attained by the person. So that means, put it the other way, that kind of vyavahara can be there only before that true atman is known by the person. You have to say that. Prak atma vijnanat pravartamanam shastram. So now, the shastra which was operational before he gains the knowledge of the self, now that shastra, will it be in the sphere of knowledge or ignorance? It will be in the sphere of ignorance only. Avidyavadvishayatvam nati vartate. Therefore, even that shastra, leave alone laukika vyavahara, based on, entirely based on petty, raga, dvesha, they are all part of the lifestyle of an ignorant person, avidyavan, a person who is ignorant. So vishayatvam, that is his sphere, raga, dveshas, and based on that raga, dveshas, he moves forward, backward, that is avidya. Not only that is avidya, but also the shastriya vyavahara, so which inspired this person to perform a karma to heaven, etc., that is also a very much an integral part of the same sphere of ignorance. So you cannot say loka vyavahara is within ignorance, shastriya vyavahara has a transcended ignorance. No, na ati vartate. You see, it is not an attack on the shastra or any such thing. When the highest knowledge happens, all these things, they just collapse. They just move away. They are no more relevant. So it is not an attack. In fact, to be very fair to the shastra, shastra never tells that you are karta, therefore do jyotishtoma. It never says like that. It doesn't tell two things. It doesn't tell you are karta. You are karta, therefore do karma. It never says. On the other hand, it says you are a karta. If only you have patience to stay with the shastra, eventually it will tell you are a karta. I don't know how many have noticed that in vidhi, karma vidhi vakyas, the karta will never be there. I will tell you a few. So mena yajeta, may, translated into English, may perform yaga with soma. That is the vakya. So mena yajeta, may perform yaga, a ritual, with soma. Where is karta there? There is no karta. So this point was asked, where is karta? We don't see karta there. Then, karta cha akshepa labhyaha. This is the vakya of the Mimamsakas. Karta is brought in by what is called akshepa. Akshepa means apeksha ichartha. So, somena yajeta. May perform the ritual with soma. So, who has to perform this ritual? So, an animal cannot perform. Only an adhikari can perform. So, a human being can perform. So, unless the human being is karta, how can he perform? Therefore, human being is the karta, and so he has to perform. So this is the inference drawn by the shastrakaras, mimamsakas, in their shastra. This is how they have inferred. So this is called arthapatti. You see, for mimamsakas, arthapatti is their most important pramana. Because some of the most basic tenets on which the shastra is built are derived by arthapatti, from arthapatti. For example, karta, mimamsa is karma shastra. Karma shastra is dependent upon karta. Karta itself is not offered by the shastra. Shastra doesn't offer the karta. Shastra doesn't talk of karta at all. So how karta, where from this karta came? కర్త కేంబ అర్థాపత్తి అన్యథానుపపత్తి. యు కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ కర్త కర్మ వితౌట్ ఏ కర్త. బట్ శాస్త్ర ఇస్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, దేర్ ఫోర్ కర్మ మస్ట్ బి దేర్, దేర్ ఫోర్ కర్త మస్ట్ బి దేర్. దేవదత్త దివాను ఉంటే దివానో దేవదత్త, అన్యథానుపపత్తి, అదర్వైజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. దేర్ ఫోర్ కర్త, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కర్త ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కర్త ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ బై శాస్త్ర. దేర్ ఈజ్ నో సచ్ కర్త. దట్ ఈజ్ వన్ పాయింట్. సెకండ్ పాయింట్, శాస్త్ర నెవర్ ఆస్క్స్ యూ టు డిజైర్. యూ డిజైర్ స్వర్గం, స్వర్గం ప్రార్థయ, డిజైర్ స్వర్గం. అండ్ ఓకే, నౌ ఆర్ యూ స్వర్గకామి? ఎస్ ఐఎమ్ స్వర్గకామి. జ్యోతిష్టోమం కురు. ఇట్ డజన్స్ సే. దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది వే శాస్త్ర టీచర్స్. Shastra never asks you to desire anything. Desire is there in the people. You need not inspire them to desire. They are desirers. Why? Because avidyavan, ignorant, ignorant of Atma, if he person is there, he has got an inkling of the truth of Atma, then he won't desire anything. He need not be full-fledged Atmanjani. Even a glimpse of it is enough to dump all the desires. But he doesn't know anything about it. Avidya, therefore kama, therefore karma. So kama is not offered by shastra. Again arthapatti, he cannot perform karma. Why? Dukkha rupatvat. Shastrakara says it, karma is dukkha rupam, because you have to sit cross legged before fire which is billowing a lot of smoke. All that smoke comes into your eyes. This ghee, if you use in the rice, etc., with the dal and all that, it will be nice to eat. All that ghee, you have to put it into the fire. And all the kids are waiting there. The yaga is going on. They have to take food. They cannot eat food. All kinds of restrictions. Dukkha rupam. Karma dukkha rupatvat. Nobody wants to do that karma. So, who wants to do karma? Therefore, there must be a real inspiration to do that kind of a karma. And that inspiration is a desire for a higher pleasure. And so, the person has a desire. And Shastra doesn't offer desire. So again, Anyathanupapatti. Without a desire for a higher benefit, nobody will perform Dukkharupa Karma. But here you see this person is performing Dukkharupa Karma. Therefore, Anyathanupapattya, Dukkharupa Karma Anushthanatvam, ane, that thing has to become tenable, means there must be a desire. So kama is also not offered by the shastra. In fact, shastra says the opposite. The vidhi is there. Nishedha they call it. Negative vidhi is called nishedha. Na kami syat. That is the nishedha. One may not be a kami.
Asking for it is a desire?
No, that is not desire. Desire for anatma. Yeah. It is an end for the desire for anatma.
How Nachiketa?
That is not desire. If Nachiketa asks for some kingdom, anatma, he should ask for anatma, then it is desire. Because he is asking for atma, which is himself, you know. Therefore it is not a desire. It sounds like a desire, but it is not a desire. So kamyate, so it must be anatma, not with me. I seek it, assuming that it brings happiness to me. Then it is kamana, all those things. With atma, all these things are not there. Anyway, so saying Rishi Shastra, which has its application before the knowledge, atma vijnana trak, knowledge happens, before the happening of the knowledge. Therefore, that shastra is operating in the sphere of ignorant person only. Avidya vidvishayatvam nati vartate. Otherwise, kastvam shisho, Shankara asked a young man, kastvam shisho, he asked a young man, who are you? He told, nija bodha rupaha. I am the awareness absolute, which is my own swarupa. That is what he told. Then Shankara told, you are with me, why are you lingering here? Then he walked away with Shankara. He is, they say, he is a totaka or somebody. That kind of story they say.
He didn't speak till that.
Till then he did not speak. That is how the story goes. That is the first time he spoke. Kastvam nijabodha, kastvam shisho nijabodha rupaha. So, for such a person, Shastra won't go on asking, you do Yajnishtoma, etc., you do it once. Say, because there is no kamana, there is no kartrutvam. And the Shastra will not impose these things. You are karta. First understand, you are karta. Now you desire, you have to desire. The Shastra won't do all that. Therefore, Shastra, you cannot really attack the Shastra. Just understand its operational area is within the ignorance of Atmajnanam. That's all. Tathahi means what all he said till now, he is just substantiating it. For example, adhikara means eligibility criteria require that Atma has a caste. That is, an eligibility criteria requires it. So, and a few other things are required for as eligibility. But Atma has no caste in real terms. Therefore, Shastra, which operates on such a divisional basis of division, is within the field of ignorance only. That is how he has to conclude. Brahmano yajetam ityadini shastrani atmani varnashrama vayovasthadi visheshadhyasam vasthadi visheshadhyasam ashritya pravartante. So Shastra is operating within the field or sphere of ignorance of Atman. That is the statement. He is substantiating it. Tathahi, that is indeed so. You have the vakya, Brahmano yajeta. That is the vakya. So, that means Atma now has the caste called Brahmana. There are some yagas which are exclusively enjoined for Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, etc. So, Raja, Rajasuyena, Swarajya, Kamo, Yajeta. He must be a Raja, he must be a king. Then only he can perform Rajasuya. A Brahmana cannot perform Rajasuya. So, then Vajapeye, Neshtva, Brahmanaha, Brahaspatisavena, Yajeta. Like that Vakya is there. So Vajapeya you have to perform, then you must be a Brahmana, then you do Brahaspati Sava. So like that, there are a number of criteria in which the Varna is superimposed on Atma, Varna Dhyasa. What is Varna? Varna is by birth. Suppose Varna is by birth. If you have Varna by birth, then what is it that is born? Body. Not Atma. You don't say Atma is born, you know, Ajaha, you know. Atma is not born. What is born? Body is born. And so Varna is a quality of the body, you say. So now you take that quality of the body and superimpose on Atma, and then the Vakya applies. If you don't superimpose on Atma, the Vakya becomes redundant, Brahmano Yajeta. Therefore, Varna Adhyasa is there. To make that Vakya meaningful, there must be Varna Adhyasa. Then only one vakya he gave. Ashrama he says, Navaisnatva Bhiksheta. There is a vakya. Navaisnatva Bhiksheta. This is vakya. You see, for a brahmachari, O brahmachari, you don't take sannyasa. Bhikshatanam means sannyasa. Don't take sannyasa, go and marry. After, snanam is marriage. Snatakam, you know, snatakam, that is marriage. So, marriage begins with a particular ceremonial bath. That's why it is called snanam. So, you know the word snatakam? Yeah, that is just before marriage is performed. Afternoon marriage, before morning is snatakam. It is pre-marriage ritual. So, get married and lead a family life for a number of years. Then we can think of sannyasa. Navai snatva dhiksheta. That kind of vakyam is there. So, in that vakyam, the ashrama, you are a brahmachari now, take to grahastha, become a grahastha, you have to become a grahastha, that kind of ashrama, a stage in life, is superimposed on Atma. Therefore, ashrama adhyasa is there. That's why sannyasa is sannyasa is taken not to fix a quality called sannyasa to atma. Sannyasa is taken to shake off that idea of being a grihastha. Because I am a grihastha, like that the person, instead of understanding the atma which is asinaya jatita, he just connects the atma always to the grihastha, I am grihastha. So even now you can see, so Swamiji, you say vairagya is very important, but we are family people. So like that they ask a question. No, not like that. You got everything wrong. Vairagya is more important for family people only. So why you take it that way? You are wrong. So you are already superimposing something. Why vairagya is important? Because atma is asanga. It is not the point whether you are a family man or something. That is not the point. Atma is asanga. And so when you have raga attachment, you are going against the salt of your own true nature. So don't do that mistake. That is the point. Instead of catching that point, no, Swamiji, in practical life. So like that they begin. It's okay, I don't mind. So I am saying how the mind plays all kinds of tricks with us. So you already superimposed the ashra. You just do the duties of an ashrama. Don't identify with the ashrama. Do the duties of an ashrama. Instead of that, you superimpose upon yourself. That is wrong. Once I was traveling in a rickshaw, and then another gentleman came. So that gentleman gave 10 rupees to the rickshawala. Then the rickshawala told him, no, 10 rupees is not enough, I want another 5 rupees. Then this gentleman told him, I am a works manager of this factory. What do you think? That is what he told him. The rickshaw fellow, he was hugely impressed. My God, this is a big factory, his works manager, just before the factory only he got down. And he was about to take the identity card also. Really, I am not exaggerating. So, then he told, okay, namaste baba, chale. Then I told him, Arefai, what is that? Take out another 10, give it to him. Well, what does it matter, your works manager or some other manager? So, this is what is called ashrama superimposition. You come to the Vedanta class, and there is a verse before you. You have to understand that is the purpose. Why you say grihasthas and all that? Are you a grihastha now, sitting in the class? Yeah, I don't look at you as a grihastha. I look at you as a student of Vedanta, not my student. I don't have any student. Be a student of Vedanta, fair enough, you know. Sit in a calculus class and talk of grihastha, whatever answer he will give. Sir, this is differentiation, integration, etc. We are grihastha. So how can we do all this integration and all that? Children, etc. are there. You tell him what you answer, he will do. That is silly, you know. So ashrama identification is there. Which is? It is there. Adhyasa is there. Then varna ashrama. Vayaha. So ashtavarsham brahmanam upanayita. At the age of 8, this person must be initiated. There the age is superimposed on atma. So Shastra needs Adhyasa for all these Vakyas to operate. If you eliminate Adhyasa altogether, and if Viveka is established, then there will be the Vakyas become redundant. Therefore, even the Shastrakara has to accept, okay Baba, Adhyasa is there, because he needs Adhyasa. It is like you want to make an ornament out of gold, you have to put some impurity in it. Some copper you have to add. No, you have to put 100% Canadian gold only, you have to do that, means you cannot make necklace. You can only keep it in the almirah and be happy, that's all. If you want to make necklace, the copper wire will be there, so he will weigh that, and he will weigh the 99.99 gold, and both he will put in a crucible and melt, and then make ornament out of it. Therefore, if you want a karmakanda, you need to have some adhyastha atma. Impure atma only you need. Pure atma won't help you. It will work against your purpose. That's why in a yajna shala, you should not discuss about pure atma. Because If you start discussing about pure Atma, and if the Yajamana seriously understands it, he will walk away from there. So we should not do that. Having started, he should finish it. Therefore tell him, Sarga is waiting for you. This Punyam will come. You are the Somayaji. So Somayaji means something very special. Even Agni Devata is in your form. So Eshavaideva Rathaha Yaddarishapurnamasau. The Darishapurnamasa is like the chariot that will take you to the Devaloka. These mantras you say, everybody will be happy. Similarly, if you are invited to the marriage, that's why sannyasis are not advised not to go to marriage. Because they may not even speak anything. What they represent goes against the spirit of marriage. They represent sarvasanga parityaga, putreshanayascha, vitreshanayascha, lokeshanayascha, yuthayatha, bhikshacharyam charanti. That is what this gentleman represents. And this young man is about to marry her and go to the picnic. The picnic or honeymoon. Most incompatible. That's why better avoid. All karmas, etc. avoid. You see, they say, this auspicious pandal hai na, shubha sthanam. So, there, wrong people should not go. Auspicious place. Sannyasi is a wrong person, there he should not go. So at the end of it all, they can come and take blessings and move on. Why blessings? Even blessings also, it is all a samsara, I tell you. Why the married people, why they need the sannyasi's blessings? They need Purohit's blessings. Why sannyasi? There is no connection. Just I saw we spread our area so that we... It is all a part of samsara only. I don't see any logic in it. That's why I don't go to marriage and all that. Even if the marriage in the ashram, I don't go. I sit in my room. If they come and touch feet, okay, shubham bhuyat. That is all. Otherwise, the best person to bless them is the Purohita. He is the best. Puraha hitam. He brings all auspiciousness and all welfare to them. Give him some extra dakshina and get all his blessings. That is enough. Sannyasi is for marriage, for ribbon cutting, what is all this? So, vaya is superimposed. Then, in this another vakya, so avastha vishesha. So, there is a vakya, Krishna Keshaha Jata Putraha Agninata Dhita. That is the vakya. Agniyathanam is a yajna. Very important yajna. So, Agniyathanam. So, when he has given birth to a son, still the hair has not become white, now he has to do Ajñādhānam. That means what? Somewhere in the 30s he is to do Ajñādhānam. Not in 50s, when the hair is already white. Not in 20s, when he is yet to give birth to a child. So, Jataputraha, Krishna Keshaha, what is all this description? So Atma is now Jataputraha, Atma is Krishna Keshaha also. This is avastha, a stage in life, superimposed on Atma. So Adi Shabdena, so you have to put some similar things, that kind of Abhimana is there. Adi Shabdena, Vishesha Kamana, a particular desire. So when a person has a particular desire, he will do this kamya karma. So that desire is there for the Atma. Now Atma is a desirer. That is what the Atma is. But then, you don't need the knowledge of the true Atma, which is akamaha. Atma is akamaha. Akamayamanaha. Like that it is akamayamanaha. Akamaha, nishkamaha, aptakamaha, atmakamaha. Like that in Bhavarnika, big list is there. So, if that is seriously understood, then there will be no kamya karma in the person's life. The entire kamya karma rashi becomes just redundant for him. Therefore, you don't need atma jnanam. You need adhyasa for the shastra to function. Therefore, there is adhyasa. Then, adhyaso namam atasmin tad buddhiritya vocha maam. adhyasa prasiddhi. This adhyasa is very well established. So adhyasa pramana siddha. Till now we have seen what is called pramana bhashyam. Adhyasa pramana siddha. So it is very well established. Then, so now we want to know where is adhyasa in our lives. Okay, that means first there is an effort to deny adhyasa, deny holocaust, like deny adhyasa. So we have negated that. Adhyasa sambhavati, adhyasasya lakshanam, all a pramana, all areas we have covered. Now we want to seriously apply this adhyasa, which is very well established in our life. Apply in the sense recognize in which areas we have adhyasa in our life. So based on that recognition, an effort can be made to raise above that. So that is now beginning. So we have to remember, having established adhyasa in every possible way and negated all possible objections, so now the ground is clear. Adhyasa is established. Okay, now let us accept it. Instead of denying it, we accept it. So as a beginning of the acceptance, we want to remember one more time what is the lakshanam of adhyasa. For that reason, lakshanam smarayati. Shankara, he asks you to remember the lakshana. What is the lakshana? He won't tell the same thing again. So, paratra porvadrishtava smriti rupas paratra porvadrishtava bhasaha. He won't tell all that. He condenses it into some workable formula, thumb rule. That is what they call thumb rule. So elaborate description is over a thumb rule. That thumb rule is atasmin tad buddhihi iti avochama. We have already discussed the lakshana. Avochama is plural. Avocham, avochava, avochama. Lang, uttama purusha, bahuvachanam. Avochat. So we have already told you, discussed the definition of adhyasa. It is so well known. Adhyaso nama. Nama means prasiddhihi. Nama is not name. Prasiddhihi. Well known to the students of Vedanta. Having come up to this point, so what is adhyasa? Atasmin tad buddhihi. So the Tikakara says the same lakshana, nishkrushta arthakathanamidam. The lakshana is distilled and take out the essence. That is this. Atasmin tad buddhihi. So you see that in non-that. Atat means non-that, which is not that, non-that. And see that. That is adhyasa. Therefore, you take anatma and see that in atma. See that in atma means you impute it to atma. Impute is the right word, imputing. Yeah. So, you attribute it to atma. There is another way of telling it, but impute may be a better way. So, that is atasmeos tad buddhihi ita avochama. Now he is giving how in our life there is adhyasa. Tadyatha. So that is how, this is how the adhyasa is there in our life. How putra-bhariyadishu, vikaleshu, sakaleshuva, ahameva vikalaha, sakalo veti, bahya dharman, atmanyajyasyati. You see, adhyasa, which is a kind of identification, it is there with the body. Beginning with the body, it is there. The person wears clothes, and then there is adhyasa with reference to the clothes. He builds the self-image, or he aggrandizes the self based on the clothes he wears. That is adhyasa. If clothes are superior, then clothes are superior. How self is superior? This is self-aggrandizement based on clothes. Suppose my car is superior, Benz car, Benz are superior car, German make car. Germans are very good technologists and they have all precision. German means precision. So they made good cars. So it speaks volumes about the glory of German people. Why you should be glorious by that car? Isn't that adhyasa? So bahya dharma adhyasa. It is not the deha dharma adhyasa. Bahya dharma adhyasa. So bahya means something which is outside. Bahihi vartate. It is bahyam. And it has some dharmas. Right or wrong, it is there. And that he superimposes upon oneself. So this is called mama, samsargadhyasa. And here he gives the example of bharya putra adishu. Adishindena bhrutya. Bhrutya means a servant. So when two housewives meet, so one tells to the other, our servant maid is useless. Then the other woman, she just becomes very happy. And so she says, we never had that problem. In the last 2 decades, our servant mind is wonderful, same person. And she feels very great about it. So this is vrityadhyasa, something like that. So Adi Shuddha is there, so something you have to put there, Adi. Otherwise, yakshyaram will not be complete. So bhavya vikala, aham vikalaha. You see, if bharya is vikala, vikala means lacking in something. That is vikala. Sakala means having, kala is something. V means vigata. So something is missing. So either health or whatever. So aham vikalaha. If that is the identification, then what happens, you know, he will not be able to help her. And then he wants to escape from that situation because now the vikala is in him, which he doesn't like. So identification is not good. Better not to identify, so that you can help the other person. Be courageous. You see, you have to take it in the right spirit. You should not misunderstand it. That's why I am trying to explain. You see, one Mahatma went to a home. So just to visit he went. Then first he saw the lady of the home. And she was crying. She sat in a corner and she was crying. Ayo, something happened to her. She is crying, and then he wanted to see who else is there. Then he saw the elderly lady, the mother-in-law or elderly woman. She is also crying. Then, okay, both are crying. Probably something happened. Then he was looking for the head of the family. Now he saw the head of the family elsewhere. He is also crying. Now what to do? So he asked the head of the family, why are you crying? Because my mother and my wife both are crying, therefore I am crying. That is what he told. So there must have some real reason for crying, therefore I have cried. Then they asked the elderly mother, why are you crying? My son-in-law, my daughter-in-law is crying, therefore I am crying. So that is not correct, you know. So that is the idea. Varya vikala, aham vikala. It should not be like that. So similarly, putraha vikalaha, aham vikalaha. It should not be there. Because, you know, this world is like that. Every person, you see, the other person did not come into this world as your bharya. That person, bharya or varta, that person came into this world as a result of a set of karmas which are ready to give phalam, prarabdha karma phala. So that's why a body came, and so every person comes with a baggage of prarabdha karma. And they have to exhaust that baggage, and then they go away. This is the scheme. That is how it is. It may sound a bit harsh, but truth is like that. Everybody brings a baggage, and they have to exhaust that baggage and move away. It is like people go to picnic. They carry their own food, individual food. They open it in the park, the picnic park, eat all that food up to evening, jump around a little here and there, and then everybody will go back with empty dabbas to their respective homes. It is a picnic ground. The world is a picnic ground. We come from all directions bringing our own prarabdha. So as part of that prarabdha, bharya varta, and the son, father, all these things. So there is adhyasa. So putraha vikalaha, aham vikalaha. Then the opposite also. Putra sakalaha, aham sakalaha. So bharya sakala, aham sakala. You see, Shankara is a sannyasi, no? He doesn't care for our sentiments and all that. He says what he has to say. So, this is bahya dharmadhyasa. It is there in our lives. That is one bahya dharman atmani adhyasyati. So, putradaya, so he says, the sun, etc. are bahyas. They are different from the body. They are bahya. And they have some properties, like sakalaha, vikalaha. They are superimposed upon oneself. Okay. Then, tatha deha dharman. You see, here the question is there bheda jnana with putra or not? Bheda jnana, the tikakara raises a point. With body, bheda jnana itself is missing. Whereas with the son, there is bheda jnana. I am different from my son is different from me. Then the bheda jnana is there. Is this bheda jnana, is it yauktikam or is it experiential? It is not even yauktikam, it is experiential. With body, bheda jnana is there. He has studied Viveka Chodamani, etc. for some time, therefore bheda jnana is there. But yauktikam only. Only in his logical mind says body is different from you. But in experience he is identified with the body. But that is not the case with the putra. There is bheda jnanam. And that bheda jnanam is not yauktikam, it is aparoksham, it is not indirect, it is direct knowledge. Nobody assumes that he is one with the sun. In spite of direct knowledge of the distinction, there is adhyasa. My God, this is something amazing. What to speak of deha dharma adhyasa, if this is how things happen. So this is what is called identification with the outward object. So I tell you how. You see a flower and say, my flower, that is adhyasa. Because this my, samsarga adhyasa, this myness is not there in the flower and the ownership of the flower is not intrinsic to you as the atma. So there is no connection at all. But you establish a connection. This is adhyasa, bahya dharma adhyasa. So, in spite of having a very clear, direct knowledge of the distinction, there is adhyasa in life. So we should never deny adhyasa. We should work at it and try to get rid of it. We'll meet tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamidavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Shomaha. Hari Om Dapsata Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Before dispersing, let us clear out one or two things about tomorrow. So there is some spring fall back or some such thing is there now? So tonight 1 hour